Lebanon is considered one of the most socially tolerant Arab nations and has long been a haven for LGBTQ people from elsewhere in the region. But it's deep into an economic and political crisis now, and that makes it a more difficult place to find refuge. NPR's Jane Araf spoke to one transgender woman in Beirut about her harrowing journey there and onward.
Christine is packing for a new life in Australia. She isn't taking much, a few folded clothes and a battered suitcase.
And we're ready to go.
She's 21, a Kurdish Iraqi, and she says this reminds her of when she fled home. She hopes eventually she'll be able to come to grips with the last 2 years.
A 19-year-old being under so much pressure that decides to run away from their homeland and hide it from her family to a whole new different country.
Christine says Lebanon opened its doors when she needed it most. She'd never been here before. A Kurdish speaker, she didn't even know Arabic.
When I ask myself, why am I here? I always get like super sad because it's all because I'm trans. I'm an individual born in the wrong body.
Christine is not using her birth name to avoid repercussions for her family in Iraq, where the LGBTQ community faces attacks from militias and even their own relatives. She has a slight build, delicate features, and short black tousled hair. Her near-perfect English, she learned it from watching movies. She makes coffee over a hot plate in a kitchen with peeling white paint. Christine says when she was born, her father was thrilled at the thought his firstborn child was a boy. But then,
as a kid, I was always attracted to my mom's makeup, and I was attracted to like dolls and Barbie dolls and stuff.
She says because of that, her father and sometimes her mother would beat her. At school, she had no friends.
I couldn't like find anyone to talk to and feel safe and open up and tell them that I don't feel like a boy, I feel like a girl.
In college, Christine passed as a man. But after her mother suspected she had worn a dress to a private pride party,
she was like, because if that was the case, I would have either poisoned you, myself, or I would have let your uncles take care of you, meaning that my uncle's killing me.
So she ran away to Lebanon, one of the few countries where Iraqis can go without a visa. But even here, the space is narrowing. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah recently told followers that under Islamic law, gay people are killed.
Lately, we are facing a huge anti-queer, anti-gender campaign in Lebanon, triggered by lots of religious figures.
Domit Azi is with Helam, an LGBTQ advocacy group in Lebanon.
And this has very, very, very dangerous consequences on the queer individuals here.
He says trans individuals are the most vulnerable. In Beirut, Christine couldn't get a job. She became a sex worker, so she wouldn't end up in the street. She says she wants to talk about it because it happens to a lot of trans people.
Always so scared. It was just so painful. And so traumatizing, so scary. And you're so disgusted, and you just want it to end so bad.
But after 2 years in Beirut, another door has opened to Australia, where she's been given entry because of persecution due to her gender identity. In Australia, she wants to go back to college and save money for gender-affirming surgery. 2 days after we meet, Christine leaves me a voice message from an airport stopover.
It's a weird experience to like finally just see everyone and, you know, just feel like any other human being. Oh my God, is this what I have missed for like 21 years?
Unlike so many, she's on her way to a new life. So far in so many ways from her old one. A life where she will finally feel safe to be who she is. Jane Araf, NPR News, Beirut.